ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Everybody, this is episode 33 of Sean Hammer. Today we're going to be going over the latest White Dwarf, issue 367. It's all about the demons. But first I'd like to give a special shout out again. I know last episode I did, but to my mother as well. She did pass away this previous weekend. And been kind of crappy, so today's episode is going to be kind of weird. We're just going to go with a White Dwarf, but I do have a little bit of goodness for it. First and foremost, I have two winners for the random for the Sean Hammer giveaway for the 8th edition goodies. I have a Ray H and an Ian Travis that need to email me at seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Send me your addresses, and I got some goodness to send out to you. So congratulations to you both. And there's also another giveaway I got coming up for next month for the release of the Island of Blood. In conjunction with Cool City Games, Sean Hammer will be giving out a complete box set of the Island of Blood. Yes, you heard it correct. Now you're saying, oh my god, how do I win this? Well, it's pretty simple. Details will be up on the site, the Sean Hammer site, but as well, this is what you need to do. You need to go to Cool City Games on Facebook. You need to like them or friend them or whatever you need to do. Then you need to go on Sean Hammer on Twitter and follow Sean Hammer. Once those two things are done, you need to contact me through the website of the show at seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Just all you have to do is go ahead and make sure I got your name, your real name, if it's got a screen name or whatever. Put down in the subject Island of Blood, and then I'll know that you completed both. And that'll put you in the drawing for a spot to win the Island of Blood box set. Now, on top of that, if you want to put your name in the pool twice, go ahead and go on iTunes, send an iTunes review, and when you send your email to me, make sure you put that you completed both the Twitter, the Facebook for Cool City Games, the Twitter for Sean Hammer, the iTunes, and I'll put you in for two times. If you already put in an iTunes review, you're going to go ahead and be in there for automatic anyway. So if you already did this and you don't feel like it, you're in the drawing anyway if you already sent out an iTunes review. Now, if you want to be put into it one more time, let's see, Sean Hammer. No, I think that's three. We got the, yeah, so you can have a maximum up to three times in the pool to win yourself a copy of the box set Island of Blood. So that, I have more details on the website for that. And that's how you can win yourself a big stinking prize. Maybe I'll see if I can't squeeze out possibly a Warhammer 8th edition core rulebook. I'm not sure if that can happen yet or not. But we'll go from there. All this is brought to you by Sean Hammer and Cool City Games. Best place in Port Huron for all your Games Workshop needs. And speaking of that, we'll take a quick break and we'll get on to the meat of the show. Which is the new White Dwarf, and talk to you in a minute.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Port Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
Well, we are back, and here we go with a new issue of White Dwarf 367. Sorry I didn't put too much thought into this episode, but hey, there's a bit going on, and I just wanted to go ahead and do a show and announce some winners and the new contest I have in the works, and we'll go from there. So let's see, as we're browsing through the new White Dwarf, we have for the new releases the new Chaos Demon Prince. This is the plastic kit that's been in the Demon books for about 2 years now, I think it is. And they're finally releasing it, and it's badass, as far as I can say. I'm not a big Demon player, but it's sweet. Next up, we have the Blood Crushers of Khorne. These are a plastic set of Juggernauts of Khorne with blood letters riding on top of them. We have the new Seekers of Slaanesh, which I think that the old Seekers look pretty cool. I don't know if I've expressed my opinion of the new Demonette models, but I think the old ones are a little bit better. Sexier, I guess. These look like pretty much like my ex-wife. We have the new Pink Chorus of Tzeentch. They look okay, I guess. I'm not a big horror fan, but it is what it is. I remember painting up some old metal ones that were blue horrors and pink horrors. I like the whole old edition where you could split your horse and pieces and stuff, but they no longer have that. We have what looks like a big, looks like a two-headed Skeksis from the Dark Crystal. This is Kairos Fateweaver, the Oracle of Tzeentch. Gelfling! Sorry. And we have the Changeling. Another Tzeentch favorite, holding fireballs, looks pretty good. All these releases are coming out in August so far. Next, we have the new Warhammer Battle Magic Demons of Chaos. Like in the last episode of Sean Hammer, I expressed my likes about the new, Battle Magic cards. I think they're great. Well, now they're releasing a set for the Demons of Chaos, just like they did with, Beastmen. And hopefully I can get a copy of these and the Beastmen and put these up for giveaways too. New releases, the Armor of Contempt, so, talking about the different Death Guards. We have the old familiar sets up for sale. Black Library has a fair amount of releases this month as well. One that looks very interesting to me by James Swallow is Nemesis. Looks like it's about an assassin for 40k, and it's pretty sweet picture. And then yes, I do judge books by their cover, so there we go. Let's see. News is we do have some new Forge World, if you can afford it. I cannot, so I don't look at these models because I don't wish to be tempted by evilness, because they're expensive but beautiful. Kind of like, anyway. We have the new Death Watch core rulebook for the Fantasy Flight games of 40k roleplay. And then we are right into, bam, demons. Okay, demons of course can be used for Warhammer and Warhammer 40,000. So this is a nice little intro for Sean Hammer to be like a little non-biased on either. And so we have the new, the great pictures of the Demon Princes and some pink horrors. Some painting of the Pleasure Seekers. The original purplish colors look best. I think they try showing you something different. They look like crap in my opinion. Let's see, they go through a little infernal invasion. I mean, it's just like, come on guys, this has been, the demon's been out for a while. Why haven't these been put out already, for Christ's sake? That was for Fantasy with an infernal invasion. Then we have Legions of the Emmanitarium, and this is for 40k. Little this is what we're going to do in 40K. And it shows through the different hosts of demons that they're playing. It's got Power of the High Warp, little battle report. I've been told not to give out the results, so I won't. Harbingers of Destruction, another battle report there, featuring, you guessed it, demons. And then we jump into Lord of the Rings. Okay, and War of the Ring, actually, Heroes of Legend, blah blah blah, and it goes over, tells you the boldest of the bold. I don't know. I would like to end up playing this game, but I've got no one around here that'll play it with me. Because I do think some of the Lord of the Rings figures are pretty sweet. And who didn't like the movies, really? It's got a little... After that, it's got a little fluff section about the Realms of Chaos. Old artwork mixed with some new artwork from the old and previous Chaos books. Wasted 2 pages of small little pictures of demon stuff from stuff that's already been printed. It goes over through... Next, we have the Winds of Magic. It goes over and talks about each of the main 8 lores of magic. Their little strengths and weaknesses. Signature spells. And it says, if I was a wizard, I'd be... And it has people that pick their... what wizard they would be. Like, Jervis Johnson wants to be a gold mage. And gives the reason why. Because, Jervis... You are running the biggest gaming industry outside of computer games in history. And I would imagine that you like gold. Anyway, I'm sorry. Light magic. Andy Hall wants to be a jade magic user. Stuff like that. A little fluffiness, I guess. And then goes into talks about the Fate Weaver model. The two-headed Skeksis. The Revenge of the Fate Weaver, which it looks to be a battle report as well. So I tell you what, if you are a 40K fan, outside of the fact that you can use demons for 40K, you're getting shafted again this month, boys and girls. Because this is all about the fantasy. Of course, they just released the new core set, 8th edition, of course. And 40K players are going to have to take the back seat for a while. We get into a little bit of train building, different things called Twisted Landscape. Shows some pictures of a Temple of Skulls, arcane ruins, little graveyard pieces, and just different things you could do if you had the money to buy the Games Workshop train pieces and you felt like painting them up. Then it goes on to a little heavy metal painting the Demon Prince. Which, the Demon Prince they use is fantastic, so I might actually read through this myself. Because they use some mixes of blues and whites, and I think it looks really stunning. It probably look good on some gay elves, high elves, too. And, yeah, don't get me started. Talks about color fading, then, of course, you got your commercials, and September release. And then it shows your demons again you can buy. And next month, we have the Island of Blood. So 40K players, tough shit. That's what the White Dwarf is about this month. It's all about demons and fantasy. I don't know how I feel about this. I keep paying $9 for these sons of bitches. And a lot of times I get them just so I can look through them, hoping that there's some tidbit of information. Sometimes I keep the heavy metal painting things. Other times they're shit. Sorry about all the language today. Very few that I found interesting for my own liking. I think it's a... give or take, they give a shit and they take our money, and that's about it. I mean, it's nice to see the terrain and what you can do, but why don't you, instead of having heavy metal go through and talk about painting figures, why don't you go through and tell us step by step how you convert stuff, and, you know, perhaps maybe how'd you paint this, how'd you paint this piece of scenery, how'd you come up with this, and what pieces did you use and such. That would be a little bit more handier than just saying, blah, look at what we can do, because we have all of the effing pieces in a warehouse that we can do this. But otherwise, it leads for, it's a pretty white dwarf, I'm not going to lie to you. Demons are really colorful, kind of like certain flags, I guess. rainbowish colors, we got all colors of the spectrum there. As for White Dwarfs, yeah, I don't know why I keep buying them. I like them. I didn't even subscribe to them so I can buy their fancy dancy 40K / white dwarf guy they got going on. So that's it. New white dwarf. Good if you're a demon player. Good if you're a fantasy player. Best if you're a demon and fantasy player. But pretty much just a waste of $9 US to anyone else who just could give a damn. So it doesn't go over any like tips or tactics to use against the new demon units. It doesn't go, you know, the battle reports are nice to see how they can run them and stuff. But sometimes even the guys that write the battle reports and play them, they screw up. But the only thing I think, where was it that was halfway decent? I think I skipped right over the damn page. Nope. It's a demonic host of the Fate Weaver. It also had more Marathi's Coven, which is a 3,000-point army list. Interesting. 3,000 points, and they're only running one Hydro. No, two Hydros. There it is. There it is. Two Bolt Throwers. Couple units of Fast Calv. You know, cold ones, some witches, no executioners. Heresy, I tell you. This is heresy. So, I don't know. It's neat to see what they're doing. It's neat to look at the pictures. And if you can't read and you'd like just to look at the pictures, it's a friggin' awesome issue for you. So, that's it for the White Dwarf. As I probably said already, that's it. But there we go. So that's we're going to call it. It's going to be, I don't know, unfortunately it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show on topic. I am putting together the Flight of the Valkyries, ripping off some old classical music. But working on a segment that I'm going to bring up, talking about some of the flyers in 40K. This is for you 40K people because you've been shafted a couple months here. Talk about, you know, what exactly, how the flyers like the Valkyries and the Vendettas and the Storm Ravens have played in your games. Usually they had to deal with just being in the VDR and Imperial Armor, but now they're a normal part of the 40K game and how they've affected things to you, and tips and tricks about exactly how do you deal with them, how do you use them, and in the case of a Storm Raven, how do you convert one, really? I mean, there's a lot of good posts out there that show people converting them, but it'd be nice to Games Workshop get off their asses. I mean, I know this is a modeling hobby and people like to model things, I get it, but you can't put a signature spot, a signature unit that's just like screams to be a staple in everyone's army. It's kind of like the Thunderwolf Cavalry for the Space Wolves. Why put rules out for these things if you're not going to follow them up with new minis? I mean, no, we put out Canis Wolfborn, which is, my opinion, he's okay-looking model, but he's still pretty crappy-looking. But it's the only Thunderwolf you have right now that's Games Workshop. The rest you're going to have to convert, use different companies such as Wargamma, who has beautiful sculpted space Thunderwolves. I still have yet to get my hands on some of those, but I will soon. But why do you do this? So we'll talk about that. Talk about flyers in general and how we can deal with them. Maybe I'll go over drop pods too, because this is a new aspect that we never really had to worry about before 5th edition 40K. So that's what we got coming up. Don't forget that I am taking questions for Dan Abnett. He'll be on the show soon. And I love to give him some questions that you guys send in. You can. So that's coming up. Don't forget, you follow me on Twitter as well. I do random giveaways where I just give out Black Library books. I have some Eldar pieces to give out. I have some Space Marine Terminators, some Orcs from the Black Reach box set to give away coming up for whatever. I mean, even if you want to give me some tips or something on email and stuff, I just like to give stuff away every here and there, every now and then, I guess. So that's that. Don't forget about the Sean Hammer Cool City Games Island of Blood giveaway. I'll go over that really quick again. And don't forget to look on the show notes. If you just download this from iTunes, you want to go to http://seanhammer.podbean.com. And I'll have the complete list for this giveaway and the rules that you have to go through. To win yourself an Island of Blood box set. And I like to give congrats to Ian, and Ray. They won the 8th edition giveaway, little goodies. I have a pack of magic cards and a set of templates to give away. Brand new in the packages, never been used or touched by my grubby little hands. So those are yours. Don't forget some of your emails with your addresses on those, and I'll ship those out as soon as I get those. And let's see. I went over the contest, the winners, what next, what I'm working on coming up. We will be doing a Blood Bowl pretty soon with a friend from overseas, AJ. We'll be talking about some Blood Bowl. Matter of fact, he'll be talking about Blood Bowl, I'm sure, and I'll be saying, oh, really? Is that how it works? I don't know. I've been playing the video game a lot, been enjoying it. Ordered a Nun team from Shadowforge Miniatures, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands on those and start painting them. I did start working on some Space Wolves this week. I'll post those as I work on them so you can see how I'm doing on those for all that are interested. I'm working on a site and also working on another site that you can blog on and such. And, well, that's about it for this episode. I'm sorry it was so short. I did not plan to do one this week, but I want to get out of the way with funeral and everything going on and give me a little bit more time to think about show ideas and stuff. So if you got one, send them Sean Hammer at the number 9 at yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. The Island of Blood tournament starts as soon as you listen to this. It is active, so don't forget to partake in that. Make sure you let me know that you have. I will check to make sure you're on the you friended the Cool City website, and also are following me on Twitter, and that's how you get in it, and that's how it's going to happen. And good luck to you all. Until next time, remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls? Ooh, I, mother should have built the wall. Mother should have run for president. you think she's good enough?
Mother, did it need to be so high?